welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Joshua. So get close to the radio and have your Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
Look at Joshua 23 and Joshua 24 as we come to the close of this great book, this book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 23 and Joshua 24, we see Joshua addresses or give his final words. He gives his final words. And you know what a person says last at the end of their life? Those things are very important. And so tonight what we see Joshua's final address to the leaders in chapter 23. Joshua's final address to the leaders. Why did Joshua talk to the leaders? Well, the Bible says he done got old. Chapter 23, verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass a long time after the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in years." In other words, he done got up in age, as they say. "And Joshua called for all of Israel, and for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age." Underline that, because I'm coming back to that later on. I'm going to tie something into that. Now, Josh said, now this is what he said. He said, "I'm old and I'm stricken in age." He says, "And ye have seen all that the Lord your God has done unto these nations because of you, for the Lord your God is he that has fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes, from Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you and drive them from out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land, as the Lord your God has promised unto you." You see what Joshua did? When he called the meeting, he reminded them of what God has already done for them in the past. That was in verse 3 and 4. But in verse 5, he reminds them what God will do for them in the future if they just only trust him. He said, "The Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. And ye shall possess their land as the Lord your God has promised." And so Josh, he reminds them of what God has already done. And then he reminds them of what God is gonna do. Listen, nobody in here should ever get into a state of depression and stay there. You know why? Regardless, whatever your present situation is, don't go crazy over it. Don't you let your present situation make you go cuckoo and fly the cuckoo nest. You know why? Because of what God already done for you in your past. See, the reason people get depressed in their present, they forget what God already done in the past. See, even if you ain't got no food in the house, it hadn't always been that way. Oh, no, you didn't get 20 pounds overweight by not having no food in the house. Hello, somebody. Based on what God has already done. See, that's what you look. You don't ever look at your present situation. Your present situation shouldn't dictate your future. Based on what God done in the past. If God has blessed you in the past, he ain't went bankrupt.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Don't get all stressed out. Don't get all stressed out because, you know, your finances ain't quite right. That, if you look back in your life, now ain't the first time. All you got to do is just remember, you got a history of being broke. Tell the truth, somebody. You got a history of being broke, but the bills are taken care of anyway. Now, you didn't get here by yourself. God has brought you this far. And that's what Josh was trying to let them know. Josh was reminding them of their past. He reminded them of where they're going to go in the future. And listen. Build faith in your children. Let me just throw this in. Build faith in your children. Tell them what God is going, how God is going to bless them. Don't be scared to tell them, to inspire them. I see greatness in you. And that ain't no story. Because we're made in the image of God. You weren't made after no chimpanzee. I don't care what they're saying in scope. You weren't made from some slime climbing up on the rock. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
People talking about evolution. Well, where did the slime come from?
Amen.
Where did the rock come from? See, if whatever you say was here, where did that come from? It always got to go back to a creator. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. So Josh, tell him. He tells them. See, you got to always remember, you don't know when your last day going to be. So when we come to church, we don't know, is this going to be our last Sunday? So have something good to say to somebody. Amen. When you leave to go to work in the morning, don't leave mad and slamming doors and stuff. Because somebody can leave mad, slam that door, and go and have a car accident. That's the last time. And you got to live with that on your conscience the rest of your life. So run. If you got to, if they go out the back door and you done said something bad, run out the front door and catch them when they're coming around the front. Do that sound like experience? Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. But see, in this day and age, you don't have to run. Hello, somebody. You just call them on the cell phone. Is I'm right about it? You just call them on the cell phone. Amen. But I still like to run, catch the car. You know why? Because sometimes when folks mad, they don't want to answer. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And if you ever fall out with me, don't you be texting me. Talking about, well, I'm going to just text. But now you have to call Pastor. I don't even know how to read no text. I don't even know how you go to my phone to read a text. Hello, somebody. My wife has to always get my cell phone and say, let me just go on and read your text and erase these text messages. You got text messages from last year up on here. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go on a little bit further, y'all. Let's go on a bit further. But Josh, he's trying to inspire these leaders, but then he lets these leaders know you got a responsibility. Don't just put it all on God. You got a responsibility, leaders. Look what he says, verse 6. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that's written in the book of the law. Be ye therefore very courageous. Let me tell you something. It don't take much to be a wimp. It takes something to be a Christian. It takes something to obey this Bible. Don't you let people transform you to being a wimp. See, this world will shake you and make you into a wimp. See, it don't take nothing to pull your pants down and show your underwears. Call it a style, call it I'm sagging. But it takes some a true man of God to pull them pants up, tuck the shirt in when everybody else got theirs out. And you just gonna be talked about and made fun of. See, you gotta be very courageous. You see what I'm saying? You gotta be courageous. See, following the crowd, see, a dead fish can follow downstream. Yeah, you think about it. A dead fish can just go with the flow. But a live fish, it's going to take something to go against the current. Hello, somebody. You meeting everybody going this way and you going that way? Hello, somebody. And that's the thing about a Christian. One of the ways you know that you're following the Lord, see which way people are going and seeing how you follow them. Because people and the world and God is going in two different directions. So Josh tells the leaders, let me tell you something. Any problem that you got anywhere started because leadership was out of line. Oh, man, I was having a good Bible study until I throw that in, didn't I? I can see all this conviction just, oh, man. But you think about it. I was watching the movie Titanic the other night. All them people was having trouble on the ship. They had to get off the ship and get into some boats and stuff. And a lot of them couldn't get in the boats because they didn't have enough boats. What caused that problem? It was the captain of the ship. It was a big iceberg out there. He felt like he could go on through it. Hello, somebody. The captain of the ship caused problems for everybody in the ship. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Y'all better put your seatbelt on because I'm getting ready to go somewhere now. Amen. It ain't the students done messed up the school. It starts at the top. See, they took the discipline out of the school. When you take discipline out of the school, you're going to have problems. You ain't got no discipline. But it didn't start there. The problem it got in the school is a home problem. But it ain't the kids. Kids is acting like they always act. And you know I'm telling the truth because you was one. But the thing is, parents done following the leadership from the world. The world said, you don't supposed to whoop them kids. So parents don't whoop no kids. See, when I was going to church as a little boy, you would have thought that it was a requirement for mamas to bring switches. Because every mama had a switch or a belt. And they'll get you right there. Amen. It was discipline. People was taught law and order. Hello, somebody. Yeah. And if they didn't have a switch, they would just find a switch. And they always had hedges around the churches and what have you. Hello. And see, I lived in the country. Everybody in them had hedges and where you could easily get a switch. Mama and them could be walking down the road and see somebody acting ugly. They'll give tell a switch and then come right around there and just light you up. Choo, 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 choo. Hello, somebody. Today we done got so cute and we with all this psychology. Yeah. Yeah. Come here, Johnny. Let's talk about it. Johnny, do you want me to put you in time out, Johnny? I'm gonna have to put you in time out. Johnny, you're not supposed to talk like that. That's a bad word. No, 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 Johnny. Oh, no. Let me go on. Let me get on off that. All I'm saying, it's a leadership problem. That's it. It's a leadership problem. Always check with leadership. My daddy used to tell me all the time. He'd say, folks are talking about these kids on drugs and these kids on alcohol. He said, ain't no child got no beer stove. Amen. Ain't no child, don't no children don't grow marijuana. He said, this is an adult problem, and adults don't want to admit it, and they blaming it on the children. He said, love your children. Love children. He said, we the one that's got to get straightened up. Hello, somebody. See, it's easy to be a bully. I say it's easy to be a bully. You know, a bully is wrong, but he picks on somebody else that he can beat up and takes advantage of somebody else. Hello, somebody. We talk about how these children curse and how bad they are. Well, now, what are we watching at home on television? And what do they see you laugh and watch? Hello, somebody! Amen. See, children, they be like this here. They be watching TV, and then somebody curse, then they look back at you. Well, you didn't change the remote. You didn't change the channel. So next time they curse, you see? Because now it's a behavior. It's acceptable. Even though you say we're not supposed to curse and you don't want to be around folks that curse. Well, when you start watching stuff that cursing and stuff, now they say, okay, it's okay. You see? In other words, they are no longer sensitive. They have been desensitized. And this world, the Bible commands us in Romans 12 and 1. It tells us to don't let this world put you in its mold. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't let this world shape you and make you and tell you you gotta get in style with us. Hello, somebody. Mama used to tell us all the time, create your own style, Timmy. Create your own style. So a lot of times when I go home, Mama, she asks for, about, you know, my why I wear my hair like that. I said, I'm creating my own style. She said, okay, I see you got your own little style now. I said, yes, ma'am. Hello, somebody. Create your own style. You could save a lot of money if you learn how to cut your own hair and do your own hair and do buddy-buddy. You know what I'm talking about, buddy-buddy? I do your hair, you do my hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Yeah. Y'all don't know why I'm laughing. Y'all don't know why I'm up here laughing. All right. Look, he put responsibility on. He said, be therefore courageous and keep and do all that's written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefore to the right hand or to the left hand. Then look what he says. Verse 8, but cleave unto the Lord your God as you have done unto this day. Look at the responsibility. He's telling them to do something. See, when you read the Bible, watch the verbs. Watch the verbs. Watch action words. They tell you to do something. He's telling us to cleave unto the Lord. Why? For the Lord has driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man has been able to stand before you until this day. Why should I cleave to the Lord? Why should I obey the Lord? Because you owe him some. He said, because God's been blessing you. No enemy has been able to withstand you. Till this day. You're more than a conqueror. But he said, the reason you're a conqueror is because God has been going before you. So you owe God something. See, you ought to obey the Bible because you owe that to God, because God's been good to you. You don't owe this world nothing. What's your favorite show? Oh, y'all trying to get all religious and holy and everything. Who, Law and Order? America, what? America Next Top Model. Amen. That's all right. All right. CSI Miami. Y'all going with the top shows, ain't you? Amen. Sanford and Son. That's all right. That's all right. See, that's all right. There ain't nothing. Matter of fact, it's good to be over there in TV land. See, that's TV land channel. Andy Griffin, all of that is over there in TV land. Amen. Sanford and Son and Good Time, all of that is over there in TV land. Amen. Now, what do you owe Sanford and Son? What do you owe CSI? What do you owe Law and Order? You don't owe nothing, but what do you owe God? Everything. So don't just sit there and watch Law and Order marathons. Amen. We just sat there. Oh, we're going to have a Law and Order marathon.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.